Welcome back to the channel, Scary Story Lovers. I'm Mr. Freaky, and tonight I'll be reading you If a Stuffed Animal Talks to You, Don't Talk Back, by Reddit user Life is Strange, Me Too. One ear missing, covered in blood and broken glass, it had been tossed clear of the now smoking heap of twisted metal that had once been a small family's SUV. I don't know why I bent down to pick it up. Maybe it reminded me of a stuffed animal I had as a kid or something. I stared at it, and my thoughts wandered off on a tangent. Had the little girl in the back seat been holding it when the car had smashed into the tree? Was it her blood? Did she even know what had happened? Or had it been too quick? My mind drifted off into introspective reverie. I carried the little pink bunny to my work truck and stuck it in the passenger seat. Now I knew I would have to figure out how to get the crushed remains of the SUV on the back of my truck so I could haul it off the road.
"Hello?"
came a voice. I started to look around but saw nobody. The police had left with the paramedics, so I was alone.
"Hello?"
the voice repeated. I looked down at the bunny. Was I cracking up?
"Mister?"
said the bunny.
"I can't move. I'm scared."
I cleared my throat. My voice came out as a rasp. "You're all right. Were you the little girl that was in the car?"
"Yes,"
said the stuffed animal.
"Have you seen my parents? I want to see my mom and dad."
I had seen what was left of them. Sure, before they zipped them up in the black rubber bags and carted them off. "They're waiting for you," I lied. "At the hospital, they're fine."
"Okay,"
said the voice. It sounded unconvinced.
"I want to see myself,"
said the voice.
"Can you show me?"
I don't know if that's a good idea," I replied. A silent, tense moment passed, and then she said,
"Are you lying to me?"
"Yes," I said before I could stop myself. "I'm so sorry."
"My parents are dead, aren't they?"
"Yes."
"And I'm dead too?"
"I think so."
"It's okay. I knew that I was dead. And I know why you lied to me. This has happened before. I go inside him sometimes. My bunny, Mr. Frank. When I'm upset. Sometimes I even go inside other people. But only if I know them really well. I try not to, though. They get squeezed when I do it. Into the corner of their minds. They don't like it."
"Oh," I said. I didn't know how else to reply.
"Mister?"
said the girl. "Yes?"
"Can you take me to my sister? I want to see her."
"No problem. I'm sure she'd be happy to see you." Without any further discussion, I climbed into the driver's seat and we set off. I followed the directions as the girl gave them to me. And 45 minutes later, we had arrived at the parking lot to a dormitory building at a local community college. The police station and my boss had called me a few times, no doubt wondering why I hadn't cleaned up the wreck yet, but I had sent their call straight to voicemail. I'd figure out how to explain myself later. I took the stuffed bunny from the passenger seat and walked to her sister's door, number 401. Three solemn knocks, and 20 seconds later the door was answered by a young blonde girl in her early 20s. "Yes?" she said, "can I help you?" Her face bore a tired expression. Her eyes were puffy from crying. So she'd already heard about the accident, I assumed. "I'm sorry to disturb you," I said, "but I've got something for you." I held the bunny out to her at arm's length.
"What the hell?"
she said, staring wide-eyed at the bloodied bunny with the missing ear. How could I possibly explain it, I thought. Your sister, I trailed off. My sister? Oh my god, this is my sister's? No. She slammed the door in my face.
Open the door,
said the bunny. Without even really thinking about it, I complied. Look, I know you're upset, ma'am, I said. Get the hell away from me, shouted the young woman. She began hurling whatever her hands could reach straight at me. I just wanted to tell you that get the... The words froze in her throat. Her body went slack. Her eyes rolled in the back of her head and she collapsed on the floor in a boneless heap. The heap groaned. Then in the voice of a little girl, it spoke.
Thank you,
it said. Are you... I don't understand.
Yes, it's me.
But how?
I already told you, it's not the first time. I can go into people, too.
She paused.
Didn't you wonder about the accident?
What do you mean?
The only tree for miles, and we crashed into it. My dad was yelling at me. He deserved it.
No. 1,000 broken thoughts and ugly feelings ran rampant through my mind.
It's okay,
she said.
You saved me. I won't hurt you. Unless you make me. You won't make me, will you?
I froze for a moment, unable to speak. I shook my head. No. I won't. I don't know about you guys, but I think I'd probably do the same that he did. I hope you all enjoyed the story, and if you did, please give me a like, and if you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Also, I want to let you guys know we've got merch up at TeePublic, so we've got some awesome t-shirts, pop sockets, and all kinds of other spooky things. So, until next time, stay spooky, my friends.